Before becoming director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Dr. Craig Jessup was asked to audition to become the director of the U.S. Air Force Singing Sergeants.
I had never heard of them. I said, the singing what? I thought these were probably guys who fix airplanes during the day and get together with a couple of beers and sing at night. But I was assured, no, this is a full-time professional choir.
It wasn't the beginning of Jessup's career in the military. After receiving a draft number of 32 as a student at Utah State University during the Vietnam War, Jessup joined the ROTC so he could serve his country and complete his education. He was commissioned to the Air Force as an admin officer.
I had no objection at all to serving my country, but I very much wanted to serve, finish my degree. So one way I could do both was enroll in ROTC.
5 years later, while completing his doctorate degree in California, Jessup received a call from a fellow USU Aggie and Cache Valley native, Deputy Commander Michael Bankhead. He invited Jessup to audition and become the director of the Singing Sergeants.
Well, that one phone call changed my life.
For the next 7.5 years, he would direct the 14 men and 14 women group. They have performed in all 50 U.S. states and traveled to 28 different countries.
That's where I started working with guest artists like Walter Cronkite, Roberta Peters, Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird, Mr. Rogers, Victor Borge. It was a fabulous experience with some of the finest musicians I've ever known or worked with.
Jessup and Bankhead would continue their working relationship at Utah State University, Bankhead serving as the King College of the Arts Music Department head, and Jessup as the dean of the college. Together, they decided it was time to gather the sergeants for a reunion performance and that it should happen in their community, Cache Valley.
This is not the current group, and our oldest member is in his 80s.
Eileen Snow. It was the highlight of my life, really. I mean, I came out of college and ended up with the most fabulous job. I mean, we sang for a living. We traveled all over the nation and just shared America through song, and I loved it.
The community concert included patriotic numbers and American music similar to their CD, American Pride.
Jolly old tune that he played by. Get out the way. Old Dan Tucker.
You're too late.
Out for supper.
Supper's over and dinner's cooking.
And old Dan Tucker just stand there looking.
And brought together lifelong friends.
These people are some of my closest friends and colleagues over many years, over 30 years. And to have them here at Utah State and to make music together was really a great highlight for me.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.